Hi everyone, I'm Teja, and you're listening to or watching to our summer series Inside Knowledge, Your Summer Catch-Up. Today, we are once again joined by Jens Schadendorf, the author of Game Changer. We will discuss how safe social media is for the LGBT plus community. Jens is speaking with us from Mongolia, where his connection is not perfect. Here is why the quality of our talk might not be great at times. Thank you very much, Jens, for joining us again. In the last episode, we spoke about the war in Ukraine and how it is affecting the rise of LGBT plus community in the Eastern European region. So today I want to speak with you about social media. And recent reports from GWAD, which is an LGBT plus media advocacy group, show that social media giants such as Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok and Twitter are failing to ensure LGBT plus safety on their platforms, which means that they're failing to protect the LGBT plus community from harassment and discrimination. So in your opinion, how safe is social media for LGBT plus people?
Well, that's a great question, of course, and goes into the heart of modern life of everybody of us. No, so you're absolutely right. For the moment being, there is not done enough. I think we are still in an early phase, kind of, in terms of these media and also how to regulate them. And I think that's the important word, regulate them, to protect people. Let's remind ourselves that, let's say, 2004, so 18 years ago, none of these companies even existed. So these are young, still quite young companies. I think we all agree that they are not doing enough. I think we can also agree on the fact that there are different legal backgrounds in the US and China and, for instance, Europe and Asia and other parts of Asia. There's also a difference in interest in political lobbying to make regulations stronger or weaker. So I think it's very clear that all these giants are putting probably billions, at least millions and hundreds of millions of dollars or euro or whatever into preventing that the law is forcing them to protect human beings, whatever. So in terms of color, protect women's rights and vulnerabilities, but also, of course, LGBT people. I think what we as users, the most important thing is that to think about what we as users can do and we as citizens can do. So we have, I think, in this age of social media, we are not only the core with our data, the core of the business models of these companies. So if we don't go on these places, they don't earn money. So because this is so, we also have the power, because we can do this, to push them to protect LGBT people and other vulnerable group. I think I prefer to be inclusive here. I think we should push. We should push our policymakers. We should also campaign.
Mm. Absolutely, as you say.
Perhaps may I add one thing? When we talk about the role of companies here, and this may be your next question. So sorry if I take this question away. So the question is, what can companies do to foster this development? Of course, companies are as well major clients at Facebook, for instance. So when you speak up, you change conversation. So these companies can speak up as well with respect to this issue. and can change conversations, including conversations in the policymaking process. Because let's be honest, that's basically to a high extent an American thing, because it's most of the companies are based in the US, as I was saying in the beginning, except TikTok. I think that's another story. And thankfully, we already see some movement on the EU level, with some laws coming up, trying to push Meta and other companies to protect LGBT people, but vulnerable people or people who have been exposed to hate speech and so forth. And my prognosis would be that will be increasing, at least in Europe. Let's see how this develops in the US, but perhaps the European business is so important for these companies, so the American companies, but also a Chinese company like TikTok, that they don't have an alternative then to change their attitude. Of course, there's a lot of hope in there, but we see that there is a change, and companies can speak up and can change policymaking.
Yeah, absolutely agree with everything you said. And you're right that it's our responsibility to push those companies to make their platforms safer for not just LGBT plus people, but for any vulnerable group. So thank you very much again, Jens, for joining us. I think this was very insightful and useful for many leaders. Thank you.